Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We will give you the features on the site, so enjoy those. In fact, you get to control the content of the site if you wish. Simply submit different things you find online to the site as show prep, and then others will get the chance to vote on whether they like or dislike what you've suggested. The most liked making it to the front page and the top of the site. So go ahead and get interactive over there. It's all free, of course, at freetalklive.com. Here in the studio tonight with you, it's Ian.
Bradley.
And Julia.
And Mark is, by the way, on vacation again I guess he's gone down to Florida again with his family for the remainder of the week, so we'll be having fun without him. I'm glad to say that I'm here today, because for a little while this morning, it looked as though that might not have happened. Due to the fact that I got arrested this morning at the Superior Court in Keene. And Carlos Miller was with us for this. The two of you were not you were not present for this, so I will recount basically what went down for those listeners that might have heard through the rumor mill what happened, or maybe saw the video footage over at freekeen.com. And if you want to see what happened today, freekeen.com has the footage right there at the top of the page. And Carlos Miller, we had him on Saturday night live from the 2012 Liberty Forum. For those that don't know, he's one of my heroes. Carlos Miller is a photojournalist who got involved in the freedom to photograph movement, because one night he was in Miami and was driving down the road. He saw, or walking or whatever, he was going down a road and saw the police arresting somebody, decided he wanted to take photos of this. Brad Jardis, by the way, is a former police officer. Brad, you know that as a police officer, it's supposed to be okay for somebody to stand nearby and observe what you're doing.
It's supposed to be, but I myself remember a time where someone was taking pictures of me and I told them to stop. And, I mean, that's just
because you could, huh?
Just because, because it sort of freaks you out a little bit. And that's the mentality of law enforcement is, you know, they want to not have any record of what happens other than the one that they write. So you got to be careful about what people see and what people are able to record.
Yeah, well, it does make them nervous in a lot of ways. And if they've never dealt with it before, once they get practiced at it, it's no big deal. Like here in Keene, the cops are so used to being recorded, they don't say anything about it anymore. It's no problem.
Oh, they're old pros here now.
Right, we've acclimated them years ago on that one. But there are certain police officers, the ones in the sheriff's department, who aren't so used to it. And they also get the blessings of a man in a robe who will back them and tell them that they're absolutely right in stopping people from recording. So not only do they have their own personal feelings about being recorded, but also they get to feel justified because the man in a robe has told them it's okay to stop people from recording. And this is something we've been dealing with for months here now, ever since activists started going to the courthouse here in Cheshire County, the southwest corner of New Hampshire. Ever since activists started going there, because for the longest time we were dealing with district court and doing, attending trials there. But things started happening at Superior Court, so we started going there, and they didn't like us being there. We were holding them accountable, asking questions, generally, being journalistic and doing things that they're not used to. They're not used to journalists coming in and asking hard questions or a video recording when they're being told not to, etc.
Well, they don't think you're journalists. They think that you can be marginalized because you're not WMUR or the union leader. I mean, they think that, the Constitution should only apply to the mainstream media outlets, and they're absolutely wrong.
They are, but that doesn't stop them from doing what they're doing. And what they've been doing is, for the longest time, just oppressing absolutely anyone who comes in with any kind of video recording equipment, or even laptops or cell phones or anything at all that in theory could record video or audio. Recently, they changed their rules. So for months, they were banning anyone from even bringing cell phones into the entire courthouse. Recently, they've changed their rules. They're now allowing video devices in. However, they're not allowing you to use the video device. So you can bring the camera in, but if they see you using it, they're going to come after you.
Well, I'm fairly sure I know why they changed that rule, and that has to do with the Jason Talley case of Talley TV. And, of course, they changed that rule the day of Talley's arraignment, where he got in trouble because he was carrying a video camera. So there's no rhyme or reason to the way these people are creating orders, retracting them. You never know what your constitutional rights are on any given day in these buildings here.
Right. It's entirely unpredictable. And so I didn't know what was going to happen today when a few of us, actually a handful of activists, showed up at the courthouse today to take Carlos Miller on a tour. And again, carlosmiller.com is his website. I had the pleasure of meeting him this weekend, got to spend some time with him, and he's a really cool guy. And and really, you know, a brave dude. I mean, this guy has been arrested by the Miami police multiple times. Most recently, he was at an Occupy Miami event and was trying to leave an area, and the police arrested him.
Well, I talked to him about that, and he said there's like three different police departments in Miami, and two of them have arrested him and lost. So this is like the third one that he needs to put through the paces.
The trifecta.
Yeah, he needs to teach this one a lesson, too. So.
Well, yes, he has become victorious in court every time that he's gone there, as I understand it. So that's also a good thing about Carlos. So he's really bold, and when he's told to stop recording, he doesn't stop.
And he knows he doesn't have to.
That's true. Although in this case today, I don't think he wanted to get arrested.
No.
So he backed out of the courthouse today, but not after making a good stand. Like, he stood there for a while and argued with the sheriffs and recorded and continued recording throughout the entire thing. So all that footage has been posted at freekeen.com. But basically, we were taking Carlos on a tour. So we started early this morning in the parking garage of the district court, where Judge Burke, who is we've talked a lot about in the past on this program, is a guy that's put people in jail for wearing a hat, for instance. Burke was, normally parks in the parking garage, gets out of his car and walks into the building, goes up the stairs and goes to work. And of course, if you've been paying attention to freekeen.com or this program, you know that Ademo from copblock.org was arrested for asking Burke some questions while he was walking up the stairs to work on video. They ended up dropping the charges, but not after Ademo spent 2 days in jail. Nothing has happened to Burke as a result of this, and it's clearly official oppression, what he's doing.
Well, it's clearly official oppression and or false reports to law enforcement.
Right, because he claimed Ademo threatened him
right. When
there was no evidence of that whatsoever.
But there was video evidence that he didn't threaten him, right?
Precisely. Yeah, the video recorded Burke from the moment he walked in the door to the moment Ademo was arrested, and there was never once a threat issued. He was very courteous
and calm. The video shows that Ademo asked questions. He was polite. He called him sir. He called him judge.
Right.
He asked questions about use of taxpayer money. He asked questions about the public policy of imprisoning people for 5 days for wearing a hat.
Right. And it shouldn't be illegal to ask a man calling himself a judge some questions.
It isn't.
Well, and so that's why they dropped the charges.
That's why they dropped the charges.
So Carlos has been pretty interested in this case, and he wanted to meet Judge Burke, wanted to ask him some questions of his own, and maybe snap a few photos of him, because Carlos is a pretty nice camera. And, we really haven't gotten the best pictures of Judge Burke, because we've only been able to get screen captures from video footage, and that doesn't look that great. So Carlos' goals were twofold. He wanted to ask him questions and take some pictures of Burke. And so we arrived before, the court opened, basically, this morning, so we knew he wasn't going to be there yet. We probably had 6 or 8 activists on the scene, so we had enough people to have some people out front, some people on the side of the building, some people in the back in the parking garage, because I figured that they were going to try to pull something on us. Like, they're going to see us there, because they've got cameras everywhere. They're going to see us on their surveillance equipment, and they're going to try to do something. They're going to call Burke's cell phone and say, hey, park down the street, don't go in the back. If we were all in the back in the parking garage, they could have, headed them off and got them to park out front and run in the front door. So we covered all the entrances, basically. That way we knew he would have to come by one of us. Obviously, we were hoping he went by Carlos. Turns out he did end up parking in the parking garage, but not after, like, every single bailiff in the courthouse came downstairs to provide him with an escort coming in the building. And
The reason why this is happening is because of what Judge Burke did on June 28th of last year. I mean, the reason why he's getting attention now is because I've been writing very publicly about what's happening to Jason Talley, and because I'm representing him and his criminal charges in this case. And, this all stems back to a judge committing a crime on camera, them taking people's constitutional rights away as a result, and then, now Jason Talley...
And then Talley gets arrested for walking into the courthouse with a video camera clipped to his...
Exactly. Carlos, when I told him that Talley wasn't even video recording, he was dumbfounded. He couldn't believe it. Just having a camera got you arrested.
That's right. We'll come back with more about what happened this morning, because I ended up in handcuffs, as well as Derek J., our Tuesday night co-host, and Kelly Voluntarius, another blogger over at freekeen.com. Carlos Miller narrowly avoided arrest today. We'll tell you more about that. Again, the video is up over at freekeen.com. 855-453. I'm looking at another misdemeanor criminal trespass charge, possible up to another year or so in jail. 855-453. You take control. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the features that we bring to you there, they are all completely free, including the webcam. You can go watch, listen, and interact, because the chat room is built in to the same page as the cam. And you can find it all over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, by the way, I want to make mention, I don't think I mentioned this, that Brad Jardis will be joining us more often. I mean, you've been an occasional guest on the program, sometimes a long-running guest. We've had you on for, you know, a few hours at a time in some cases, but you're going to be a regular co-host on
the program. Thank you. I mean, I've been known to breeze in the door, and you're like, oh, hey, you want to come on the air? And, you know, I typically come on, and people like to call in and talk about police-related things. So, I mean, certainly while I'm here, if anyone would like to talk police stuff, I'd be happy to answer questions.
But you can't give legal advice.
No,
you know,
I certainly can't do that.
But you can talk about your experience as a police officer, and 10 years is a fairly a decent amount of time to attain some experience.
I did 11 years, and you know, I left law enforcement to work with Free State Project activists towards towards reducing the size and scope of government, and I welcome the opportunity to be here, so thank you.
Also formerly of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
Before they kicked me out.
I
was kicked out for saying the police shouldn't arrest people who are sick and dying.
Medical pot users.
For smoking medical marijuana. I mean, I don't think people should be arrested if they use it recreationally either, but I think the argument is a little bit more compelling when you say leave the sick and dying alone.
Right.
But Leap didn't like that very much, and they kicked me out.
And now you're here on Free Talk Live. So
and here
so
I sit.
And you've been blogging for a while now. What, about a couple of years? A year or two?
FreeKing.com. I think I've improved a little bit in my manner of doing it. And I basically just, you know, enjoy having a place to share my opinion, typically about government-related things, having served in government service for so long. But, yeah, I blog at FreeKing, and anyone's welcome to follow the stuff I write.
Cool. Glad to have you here, man.
Thank you.
Here, 855-453. We go to the phones and the fun. Let's talk to Matt. We'll talk more about what happened this morning with Carlos Miller being threatened. The video at freekeen.com right now. Matt in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Brad, and Julia.
Good evening, everyone. How are you?
Hey, Matt. What's on your mind?
Have you heard about the PayPal censorship of Smashwords?
Smashwords?
Smashwords is a online publishing company, more or less. It's basically gives authors like me. It's the place that I've used to publish my books.
Gotcha. Self-publishing.
It basically gives independent authors a platform on which to publish okay. their works.
Cool. Why would PayPal have a problem with that?
Well, PayPal has told them that if they don't get rid of authors of erotica who write specifically bestiality, rape, and incest stories, that they will stop allowing Smashwords to use PayPal.
Wow.
Well, PayPal's a private company, isn't it, Matt?
I'm sorry?
It's a private company, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So, I mean,
as far as I know.
Are you planning on not doing business with them anymore, or...?
I would love to not do business anymore with PayPal for taking this stand. However, I'm not in a position right now where I can totally stop, especially since, as I said, Smashwords is my publisher, and Smashwords is going ahead and allowing PayPal to dictate to them who they will allow to publish or not.
Huh. So they are bowing to the pressure.
Yes, they are. And they sent out letters to all the authors and publishers. I have the letter. And basically, it's defining what bestiality, rape, and incest is.
I mean, there's no doubt that these are very unusual topics that likely are pretty unpopular with people. But all that said, it's sad to hear this happening, simply from the perspective that, like, for instance, Free Talk Live, not a big conglomerate like PayPal. Like, we're not interested in having as many people as possible utilize our, you know, financial services, right? Like, PayPal wants to make as much money as they possibly can, in theory. And so the idea that they would have a problem with someone utilizing their service to transact business with, you know, some weird book that has been written in some corner, dark corner of the internet. Seems like, is this really going to affect PayPal? Is this, like, really a big deal if somebody uses PayPal for this purpose? Do they regulate all of the eBay transactions that that go on as well?
I mean, how does it implicate them? I mean, they're not the ones saying we approve of this.
Right.
You know, they're the ones trading money.
Well, whereas on Free Talk Live, we have certain standards as far as what we'll accept and what we won't. I'm not going to take on an advertiser that's obviously, you know, telling lies. I'm not going to take on a racist advertiser because, you know, it's an individual choice. Like, it would look bad if we did those things. First of all, I disagree with it, and I don't want that to be associated with me. So I can understand if, like, the people behind PayPal are like, well, we don't want to be associated with bestiality. Well, yeah, but you're PayPal. I mean, you're associated with all kinds of things that people are going to find offensive.
When people see the PayPal logo, they're not going to think bestiality.
Right.
You know?
I would like to know how much bestiality story, I mean, how many stories there are. I feel like that's such a small niche market.
I can give you a clue as in terms of Smashwords. Smashwords does about 2,000 books a month. So some of them, a very small amount, are probably going to deal with these subjects. But what I worry about as an author and as somebody that actually has used Smashwords for my two horror books is the slippery slope rerun.
First they came for the bestiality people, then they came for the liberty activists or whatever other, who are they going to target next, right?
Right, exactly. And in one of my books, I have a scene that's very graphic, where the man is watching on a computer, he's watching some BDSM, where a woman gets violated violently. And I suppose that could be taken as the kind of rape that they're talking about. And are they going to pull off my horror book? Because there's one scene in it where I'm talking about the guy watching this on a computer.
Well, right. The federal government.
Does it have to be in the, you know, how are you defining this? What is it? One of the books that I read a long time ago, it was called The Mirror of Her Dreams, had a scene in it where the hero of the book rapes a 14-year-old girl. And it's not very graphic. It kind of happens in a weird sort of way because it was a fantasy book and everything. But it's essential to the whole story because the guy ends up going back and the girl has become a woman and has given birth and that's his daughter and all kinds of other strange things are going on. But that, you know, that wasn't erotica. It was a...
It just seems crazy that PayPal would bother doing this.
Well, and when you think about things like bestiality and rape, you know, that's not something I'm interested in, and I don't really want to be friends with people who are really into that if I would even know that about them. But wouldn't it be better for someone who is into that to fantasize about it instead of go out and do it?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Matt, for the heads up on that. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-453. That's the toll-free number here. You can bring up whatever you want, your thoughts on free speech. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AFFINITY HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. To out-of-control sheriffs crushing the freedom of speech, to book companies being banned from PayPal for selling incest and rape books. Self-publishing company, as Matt had called in to tell us about, has buckled under the pressure and decided they're going to stop selling certain types of books that people want to self-publish, even though they're not... ultimately, they're just fulfilling a contract from somebody that wants to buy their services. It's not like they're responsible for the content of these books. And I think it's sad to see PayPal trying to crack down on content. But it's not the only thing they crack down on. They're not going to deal with you if you're selling anything that's considered illegal. They're not going to deal... You know, they don't want to deal with you if you're... if you're outside of the norm, I guess. And I think that's too bad. Although maybe it's just a market opportunity for another payment processing company to come up and, you know, be a little bit more open, or perhaps this company could go and accept bitcoins for payments. Who knows what the way workarounds here are. But I think it's important to point out that the issue here really isn't freedom of speech so much as it is the right of private companies to do what they want to, or the right of you as an individual to contract with who you want through whatever your company is. So, you know, if we don't want to deal with a certain customer, if we don't want to deal with a certain vendor, then we don't have to. And people are free to critique it, and people are free to compete with it. And if PayPal wants to crack down on people, it's too bad, but maybe that'll be a good thing for some other company down the line that's a little more accepting. Not to say I support bestiality. I don't. I think it's pretty weird. But if somebody wants to write a book about it and self-publish it and sell it to some other weird people that are interested in that, then it's none of my damn business. So the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. By the way, that number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. If you need collections done with respect, get in touch with SACL CAI. They're going to do collections in a way that will get you your money that you're looking for, but also respect your clients and so they'll stay on board for the long term. That way you don't lose your clients over collections. So once again, SACL CAI, long-term sponsor of this program. Go to freetalklive.com. You'll find the SACL banner right there at the top of the banner column. More coming up about the crackdown on liberty activists this morning that happened at Cheshire Superior Court as Carlos Miller, the famous photojournalist from carlosmiller.com, photography is not a crime, is his blog, was threatened and very nearly came very close to an arrest this morning. We'll give you more details about that. Zach is on the line in Minnesota, however. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Brad, and Julia.
Good evening, everyone. First, I just wanted to say to Brad, I've always wanted to talk to you. I know this isn't the time or the place for it, but
why not? He's right here. Hey, I'm right here, man.
I could go on all night about this, but I was going into law enforcement once upon a time up here in Minnesota. I went to school for it for a couple of years, and then I kind of got into the liberty mindset, and I started thinking, well, maybe I'll be that one good cop. I just won't pull over speeders. I won't arrest people for drug charges. And I guess I finally realized that what happened to you would happen to me. And sadly, it's driven me out of the field. And I really wanted to do some good and help some people. And every once in a while, I get a little upset that I wasn't given that opportunity because I feel I could have served my community honorably. But, I commend you for sticking it out as long as you did. I know it couldn't have been easy because I've had a peek behind that curtain into that world. And I know some of the things you probably had to deal with. And you're a better man than I for dealing with it for as long as you did.
Well, but, thank you. Thank you very much for your kind words. I like to tell people up here specifically that Free Talk Live ruined my law enforcement career. because, you know, I found myself many nights, you know, working the midnight shift, driving around, listening to the podcast of Free Talk Live, and I'd be hearing stories about how the police treated people, and I'd be like, Jesus, I can't believe the police treat people like that. And then I'd be like, wait a second, I just did that to someone the other day. Mm-hmm. And eventually it got to the point, like you said, that I just couldn't justify it anymore. And I think if someone goes into a law enforcement agency almost surreptitiously and, you know, keeps their mouth shut, you know, they can get away with saving quite a few people from victimless crime arrests. But the problem is, you know, you have supervisors. There are situations where you simply have to act. And if you don't, you can get into a lot of trouble. So unless you work for a law enforcement agency that specifically has someone in charge of it that, you know, has these particular policies that if there's no victim, no crime, or you won't be going out hurting people, you'll just be helping people who've been hurt in the first instance. It's really hard to be a peace officer nowadays. You have to be a law enforcer who does what they're told. And history is rife with examples of how that was a bad idea.
Yeah, and sadly, that's the reality is, you can do so much yourself, but there will be situations where you have to act, and it's either violate your principles or lose your job. And I got out before I really got in.
Well,
I'm sorry?
I would suggest that you consider moving to New Hampshire for the Free State Project, and sooner or later, there might be a law enforcement agency up here who wants people who only want to help people and not just blindly follow orders.
Well, that would be incredible. I would love to see that.
Well, I am a Free State signer. I'm hoping before 2014 is my current goal, but I've already changed career paths, so that's not in the cards for me. But what I called tonight to talk about was... I was thinking about this today. I listen to Free Talk Live almost religiously, and I'm always scanning the news for liberty, you know, news and articles and what's going on today. And I can't help but almost always be angry. There's almost never good news.
Yeah, man. And I know how you feel. It is tough when you look out there and just it's so depressing. There's so many terrible things happening around the world, around the country, around your local area, and it seems overwhelming. It seems like there's no hope. I don't blame you for that at all. I used to have anger as well. I still, you know, it'll still bubble up from time to time. Like, I was pretty upset at what they were doing this morning. But I try to keep an eye on how I'm feeling. And I try to, you know, be aware of it. And if I notice myself getting angry or someone else getting angry to try to de-escalate that situation and think about, you know, try to remember that these are human beings and that maybe they're they're just making a mistake or they're misguided or confused and that, you know, there's no reason to be angry at them, and being angry isn't going to help build bridges. It's not going to, you know, to help them find their compassion or their humanity. But I didn't come to that conclusion until I left Florida and moved to New Hampshire and started being surrounded by people that were more positive and started to feel like, you know, that there was hope. So I can completely empathize.
I was friends with you, Ian, long before I stopped putting people in jail for victimless crime offenses. And the only reason why I came about and thought about this in a more moral way is because you were nice to me and other people were nice to me and people treated me with respect. And
I remember that when there was a time, though, when there was sort of like two factions. There was like a faction of people that were like, you shouldn't talk to this guy, he's a cop. And then there was my faction, the people that were like, well, Brad's on the right track. I mean, let's talk to him. Let's be friendly toward him, be welcoming towards him. And well, looks like the welcoming faction won out.
Yeah, I mean, here I am. I gave up. I could have retired when I was 38, you know, and I'm 31 now. 7 more years, I could have stopped working because I would have had my time in. But I decided to leave, and hopefully I can go back into law enforcement one day in a way where I can legitimately only help people. And hopefully someday that's all police agencies do, you know, have peace officers, you know, whether they're private or public.
I think it's really dangerous to make the decision not to talk to somebody because they are a government employee. Stephanie and I actually talked about that last night, but it essentially makes you enemies, right?
Right. I don't want it to be us and them. I really don't. I want to make as many inroads as possible, make as many human connections as possible. So, for instance, recently, I had the chance to give a cop a hug, and I did that. You know, I offered to hug the cop. The cop did not offer to hug me, and the cop he accepted it. I have a feeling it was because no one was around to see him do it, but it doesn't matter what the reasons were. The fact is that, you know, I got a hug from a cop, and that may mean that it'll be that much harder for that cop to see me as the bad guy in the future, and then maybe we can become, you know, better associates or closer to friendly as we possibly can.
I used to tell police officers that would call me a free stater at work, I would say, look, if you got to know some of these people, you would like them. You just, you know, you find them to be disruptive, and that is enough for you to write them off, but it's just not fair.
Zach, I know you were coming up on a question. Can you sum it up?
Yeah, I guess I wanted to know, and this might apply more to those who are like me, who may be a little more angry about the situation, but if you could take a magic pill to just put yourself back into the blissful ignorance that 99...
Let's talk about it in a moment. It's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
What is the most abundant resource on earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. But it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at flowjack.com, spelled FLOJAK.com. Be sure to spell FLOJAK.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Here, 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it is Ian
Bradley
and Julia.
And well, you can join us online, of course, over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. Freetalklive.com, lots of stuff there. You can just surf around the whole site, and you don't have to pay a dime for it. But if you would like to support the show financially, one of the things you can do is go and shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. When you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you'll be able to enter in through the Amazon links that we have there, and there are different Amazon links for different countries. So you click into the right one for you, and then at that point, it's your regular Amazon experience that you're used to with the great customer service and huge selection and customer reviews, which I think are really cool and useful. And you can even buy used items through Amazon. So go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live all at the same time. shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, of course, by the way, I want to mention to you that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. We just got back from the, you and I did, Brad, Julia unfortunately was unable to make it, but we just got back from the Liberty Forum, the 2012 edition of the Free State Project Liberty Forum, which I thought was a blast. I don't know. How did you feel about it, Brad?
I think it gets funner every year, to tell you the truth.
It does, and it was just great. A great group of people, supposedly the biggest ever of the Liberty Forums, and man, I just can't say enough about this event. I'm so glad it's back. I'm looking forward to 2013 already. But the Free State Project doesn't just do events. I mean, that's not what it's about. It only does two events per year, the Liberty Forum and the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And those events, the purpose is to kind of showcase some of the activism going on here in New Hampshire, to give people a taste of what it's like to be around other like-minded people. People that believe in the ideas of liberty. People who are not only believers in the ideas of liberty, but also want to get active and do things. And whether that means be a politician or create media, as we're doing tonight, or perhaps to do civil disobedience, non-cooperation, as was done this morning here in Keene. There's so much going on. And freestateproject.org is where you can go to learn more about this movement. There are already 1,000 people in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Over 11,000 have pledged to make the move. and we want to reach 20,000. So we're still working on that goal. But in the meantime, people are moving anyway. People are not waiting until 20,000, and they shouldn't. If you can move sooner rather than later, get up here and join the fun and the, in some cases, the adventures, as we'll tell you more about here as the show goes on, what happened this morning with Carlos Miller from CarlosMiller.com in Keene. But first, we go back to Zach in Minnesota. Now, Zach, you had a question. You said you were pretty bummed out about, you know, a lot of times you follow a lot of the Liberty news and or Liberty-related news and, or news that is, you know, related to how tyranny is on the rise. And it's bumming you out. And you find yourself being not just bummed out but angry a lot. And nobody wants to be angry often, and it's unhealthy to be angry. It'll eat away at you on the insides. And generally, I think it's a bad idea. But you know, when you're not in New Hampshire, when you're not around other liberty-minded people who are active and who are going to back you up, it's easy to feel alone. It's easy to feel hopeless and to get to that place of anger, to be coming from a place of anger. But all that said, it led you to a question kind of about, you know, would you take the blue pill, if you will, kind of the Matrix reference where Morpheus is holding out the red pill and the blue pill. I don't know, do I have to explain this to everybody? I'm sure there's somebody out there who hasn't seen the Matrix, right?
I actually knew a guy who hadn't seen the Matrix yet.
Was he younger?
He was, he is graduating college this year, so he's 22. And when he said that, I said, like, are you serious? Because I'm pretty sure that that is universally thought of as one of the greatest movies of all time.
Well, if he's 22 now, he would have been 7 when The Matrix came out.
Right, but it's, you know, it's a popular movie. Yeah. So, anyway, he said, I don't watch old movies.
So, anyway, that's what you're asking about, Zach, is would you take the blue pill, which in The Matrix would exit you out, you'd return to your bed, you'd be blissful, you wouldn't know about The Matrix, you wouldn't know about the secrets behind the real world. And can you kind of recap that question for me?
Well, you pretty much summed it up, Ian. Like I say, and it may be partly because of my position. I'm not in New Hampshire. I'm in the middle of the tundra, and there's not a lot going on liberty-wise. And it's hard not to slip into a us versus them, where us is me and them is the bureaucracy everywhere. And it's hard not to become cynical. And I started to ask myself today if that were the option, and obviously I had too much time to think about this stuff today, but if I could take the pill and just slip back into ignorance and just go about my life like everyone else seems to, would I? And I almost think I would, just so I wouldn't be so angry at all of this nonsense all the time.
Well, you know, when I was out today with
that's just me.
When I was out today with Derek J, he was saying he just wants to go home, you know, eat a half a pint of ice cream and go to sleep after being, you know, being arrested. And it takes it out of you. I mean, especially when you're out doing disobedience and the whole weight of what, or at least what feels like the whole weight of the state, is coming down upon you. It can really burn you out and make you want to, like, question what you've done and, you know, was it really worth it? Should I be doing these things? And obviously, Derek J and I are to the point, we've been arrested so many times in the last year or two that we just can't afford to do it anymore. And
I wish you would stop, Ian, because, I mean, you need to be behind the microphone because...
Yeah, I know, but it's, you know, I just... Once you start, it's hard to stop. Once you start standing up for yourself and like challenging these people.
It's like getting a tattoo. You just want more.
You know, maybe it is like that. I wouldn't know. I don't have any tattoos. I probably
don't
shouldn't
get
have
one.
Started. But anyway, so I understand completely the feeling, and it can be frustrating. So I guess the question is, would you take the blue pill, so
no.
to speak?
No. I mean, I couldn't imagine going back. But I'm over the anger phase. You know, I totally understand what you're talking about, but I find it a little more valuable to kind of laugh at the stupidity. Because it's everywhere. I mean, it's not just the state. The state has plenty of believers, and I just have to chuckle sometimes at how absurd everything is.
Right, well, if the state didn't have its believers, it wouldn't exist anymore. It would just be seen as a criminal gang.
Right, and I find that if what you're looking to do is to convert people to the message of liberty, you're going to do that through... A positive means. If people see you as an anti-government, just angry person, they're much more likely to be turned off.
Brad, would you take the blue pill? I mean, as you said, you're you were 7 years away or 8 years away or whatever now from retirement as a police officer. Could have been a pretty sweet pension. You got rid of all that just so you could be true to your principles.
Well,
do you regret it?
It has been. it has been a tremendous ride for me to go from a career and leaving lots of friends behind and, you know, go from one belief system to another. But, you know, once I took a lot of time to realize that essentially I'm the same person, just, you know, I've just fine-tuned my moral compass, you know, I still, you know, I differ with a lot of my voluntarist or libertarian friends in that I think that whether a private or public system of justice were to exist, it should be a little bit more than restorative. But I also think that... I like how my how I feel about myself a lot better, how my soul feels, if you will. Mm. You know, I feel like, you know, when I take the time to go down to the U.S. border, and I got arrested last year for simply not answering questions, which is a constitutional right. Every time I do these things, I feel like, you know, pushing back somewhere down the line is going to help other people. So, and I like helping other people, so I would definitely take the red pill, you know, and continue and do the path that I followed already.
So, I mean, for me, the answer is, well, no, I wouldn't take the blue pill. I mean, I can't even imagine what kind of a life I would have led without going down this particular road. I've had so much fun, you know, here in New Hampshire, meeting so many great people and getting to, you know, getting to interact with folks in a way that otherwise I never would have even considered. I mean, I can't even imagine what would I be doing, repairing computers, or like, I don't even have any idea where I would have gone had I not taken the turn toward toward liberty.
You couldn't see yourself working at the DMV, you know?
Oh my God. I mean, who knows? No, I've always, I feel like I've always been kind of anti-authoritarian at the core. I remember myself doing things that were in disobedient, were disobedient, you know, as early as elementary school. So I think to some extent it's always been with me, and I can't, I just can't even imagine excising that part of me. It's just so inherent to who I am as a person. So no way. It's been a blast thus far, and of course most of the blast has been since I've been in New Hampshire. I mean, it was fun still doing activism in Florida, but it's just not as much fun when you're alone versus when you've got or virtually alone. I had a handful of folks helping, but up here, you know, you literally have hundreds of people backing you up. So Zach, did that answer your question?
Well, yeah, and if I could ask briefly, how did you move past the angry phase?
Excellent question. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Whew, boy, where do I start answering that question?
I feel like as time goes on, you just kind of calm down a little bit.
I think that's true.
That's true for me.
Right. I think that as you're around more people who love liberty, and that kind of gives you hope. And and also when you're in a smaller place like we are here, and we're here in Keene, New Hampshire, 23,000 is the population, you can become personal with the bureaucrats. And when you can become personal with them, when you can know who they are, know their first names, they become more human, and it's much harder to be angry at people who appear like they're people. More coming up. Hour 2 is next.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's pharmacy. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.